Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1347. Visible translated text is as follows. Defendant's Exhibit 45. Weekly report sent by Leo M. Frank to Oscar Poppenheimer and received by the latter on April 28, 1913. Said report being in the handwriting of Frank. Financial. Week ending April 24, 1913. Production. Net 27. 19. God or good. 700 grar. Medium. 629 ger cheap. 599 ger jobs. 791. Ger 701% net value. Prod in $3,066.31. Total expenditures $3,175.75 result deficit. 109.44 shipments. $5,438.78. 4,374 GR. Orders received $3,920.31. Value 1904, gross OKF defendants exhibit, 46. Weekly financial reports of the business of the National Pencil Company sent by Leo M. Frank to Oscar Poppenheimer for each week beginning January 18, 1912 and ending with the week ending April 24, 1913. Each of said reports being identical in form with the defendant's exhibit. 45 inches and being in the handwriting of Leo M. Frank. Defendant's exhibit 47. Pay envelope found by Detective McWorth. It is an ordinary pay envelope used by the pencil company with the number 186 inches written thereon, with the first initials of a name on it, an M and a P. Defendant's exhibit 48. Club found by Detective McWorth at the factory. The club is round, about 3 feet long and 3 inches in diameter, weighs approximately 3 pounds and has several red blotches thereon.